here's a story from The World.
Another story from Africa, this one pretty disturbing. At least 180 bodies have been found in mass graves in northern Burkina Faso in West Africa. According to Human Rights Watch, evidence suggests that government security forces were involved. Corinne Dufka is the West Africa director at Human Rights Watch. She joins us from Washington. Corinne, you've described this as a killing field in the town of Djibo. What do you mean by that?
Well, Djibo is really in the epicenter of what has been the insurgency by the armed Islamists, which have since 2016 attacked bases and civilians in Burkina Faso. And according to 23 witnesses from Djibo with whom I spoke, they described finding groups of bodies from 3 to 20 kind of along the highways that lead in and out of town, as well as under bridges, near trees, in abandoned lots. They described seeing these bodies and being too afraid to bury them because they believed that a good number of the people were displaced or had been picked up elsewhere in counterterrorism operations. And so the bodies just rotted there, most of them, until March of this year, when the authorities, really at the behest of the local population because of concerns over health, asked for an organized burial in which they buried the majority of them.
Who are the victims? Who are these 180 people?
Well, we don't have the identities of all of them, but what I can say is about 10 of our witnesses knew some of the people who they discovered within the various groups of bodies. Now, many of them had been arrested in the marketplace, at the bus station, at the hospital, and taken away by the security forces. That is, the last time they were seen alive, they were in the presence of the security forces.
So where do the government security forces come into this? Are they alleged to have been responsible for these killings? And if so, why?
So to understand the conflict in the Sahel and in Burkina Faso in particular, one has to understand the ethnic dynamics very briefly. The jihadists have very cleverly exploited tensions and targeted a particular ethnic group for recruitment into their ranks. And that ethnic group is the Pol or Fulani. The vast majority of allegations of security force abuse, which we have documented over the last several years, including numerous other incidents like this, have been members of that Fulani or Pol ethnic group. We have characterized these allegations as collective punishment against the community in general, who they blame for their real or perceived support of the jihadists.
Has Burkina Faso's government responded to the allegations of these what would be extrajudicial killings?
We always send a letter to the government with our key findings and, of course, ask them to respond. So they did respond this time. The Minister of Defense himself responded, and he promised to investigate the allegations. He said they were committed to human rights, and he suggested that the killings could have been from jihadists who have stolen military uniforms and weapons. But again, you know, the other factors just put that in question. This is a village that's under the control of the security forces. It's sort of one of their key bastions of control in that particular area. Another very interesting dynamic is the absolute terror that the population have of the security forces. This investigation was difficult. I started hearing about these bodies in November of last year, and it took a lot of time and a lot of reassuring to get local people to talk with me. And this is not the first time that Human Rights Watch or other international organizations have denounced these types of incidents. They always promise investigations, but then there appear to be very little or no progress. And certainly the victims have no information about the result of these. And the fact that they keep happening suggests that forces are emboldened by the lack of investigations.
Corinne Dufka, West Africa Director at Human Rights Watch. Thanks a lot, Corinne.
Thank you.
From PRX.